From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Cameron Byerly, reading The Expedition, Parker's Paradox, by Lauren Robinson. We begin with Chapter 1. A Navy commander without a ship. A fighter pilot without a plane. An astronaut without a spacecraft. Jim Parker was all of these, yet nobody knew it. And he dared not tell them, not even Running Deer. People would not believe him. Why should they? Hey, people, I was flying in space in 2007. I came through a time warp to be with you here in 1807. Couldn't hardly believe it himself. Wearing his fringed deerhide jacket and coonskin hat, he sat on the steps of his log cabin, gazing across the Mississippi into the Indiana Territory, where he knew the state of Illinois would be established in not too many years. As so often was his habit, he again gave a longing look north toward the Missouri, a river he knew all too well. It had been several months since he had returned with Lewis and Clark and found himself in St. Louis without a job. He was not concerned. He knew the future, at least the main features of it. The best business now was the fur trade, but he knew René Chateau had a monopoly on that one, and he was the most powerful man in the town. Still, there were ways, and he decided to see the Frenchman and propose a deal. He slipped into his wool coat and walked along the wooden sidewalk, facing a biting late winter wind.